The BJP-led NDA government recently decided to take back the ownership of 123 government properties which were denotified by the Congress-led UPA government on March 5, 2014, in favor of the Delhi Waqf Board, DWB. On February 20, 2023, Vishwa Hindu Parishads, VHP, Central Working President Alok Kumar cheered the NDA government's decision. He said, "It's a pleasure to say that after a long legal battle of some 40 years, we have saved 123 such properties valuing around 20,000 crore rupees from going to the illegal occupation of Delhi Waqf Board, DWB. It is pertinent to note that the said properties are located in Delhi's VVIP areas, such as Connaught Place, Mathura Road, Lodhi Road, Man Singh Road, Pandara Road, Ashoka Road, Janpath, Parliament House, Karol Bagh, Sadar Bazar, Daryaganj and Jampura. A Mazar in Delhi." The NDA government's decision comes pursuant to the two-member committee's submissions. The NDA government constituted the two-member committee in 2018, headed by Justice RETD S.P. Garg, to reassess the status of said government properties. The committee submitted that the DWB did not appear, or file representation, objections or claims related to the 123 government properties before the committee. In light of two-member committee's submissions, on February 8, 2023, the Land and Development Office, LNDO, Union Ministry for Housing and Urban Affairs, wrote a letter to the DWB informing them about the LNDO's decision to absolve the DWB from all matters pertaining to the 123 government properties. It is pertinent to note that the Government of India inherited the said government properties from the colonial government, and their status remained unchanged till the UPA government's notification for withdrawal from the acquisition on March 5, 2014, which allowed the DWB to claim ownership of the 123 government properties. Therefore, it is important to take a look at the timeline which led to DWB's claiming ownership of 123 government properties. First attempt to take government properties. The colonial government acquired said 123 government properties between 1911 and 1915. The Government of India inherited the properties whose ownership vested with the colonial government after independence. In 1970, the 123 government properties were notified as Waqfs in the Delhi Gazette on April 16, 1970, and December 31, 1970, under the Waqf Act 1954. The Delhi Development Authority, DDA, and LNDO challenged these notifications and filed declaratory suits claiming ownership of these government properties. According to VHP's complaint filed with the Election Commission of India, AC, concerning the UPA government's violation of the Model Code of Conduct dated March 18, 2014, the Government of India alleged that the actual survey made by the officials of the Delhi Development Authority on the spot also does not show the existence of the Waqf and Waqif as notified in the separate notices challenging DWB's claims of ownership in 1970. Congress's bid to transfer 123 properties. In 1974, the Congress government constituted a committee under the chairmanship of S.M.H. Birney to consider the issues related to the government properties claimed to be Waqfs and make recommendations. It is pertinent to note that S.M.H. Birney was the DWB chairman then. On March 23, 1976, the Birney Committee submitted its report, declaring 123 government properties as Waqfs and making certain recommendations. The Birney Committee recommended that the Congress government hand over the Waqf properties to the DWB. The committee also recommended that the Government of India compensate the DWB for graveyards where graves are not in existence, after which the DWB will withdraw their claims. In Savyasachi K. Sahai vs. Union of India, WP, C., No. 7955-2015, the Delhi High Court observed, "It is noteworthy thus that the Birney Committee report, which is dated 23 March 1976, makes no reference to any construction of a mosque or dargahs on the subject land and only refers to a Muslim graveyard. It is evident that the Birney Committee produced a biased report." The committee declared two properties, one situated on the Vice President of India's house's lawns and the other located inside a wireless station, was proclaimed as Waqf properties, even though the committee was not allowed to enter the sensitive locations. However, the Congress government accepted Birney Committee's recommendations and attempted to hand over 123 government properties to the DWB in 1984. On January 31, 1984, the Congress government decided to transfer 123 government properties to the DWB in a cabinet meeting through a perpetual lease for a nominal annual rent of 1 rupee per acre. However, the Indraprastha Vishwa Hindu Parishad, IVHP, challenged the Congress government's decision before its implementation. Therefore, the IVHP filed a writ petition before the Delhi High Court, WP, c. No. 15-12-1984, to challenge the Congress government's order to lease the government properties to DWB perpetually. The NDA government constituted the two-member committee in 2018, headed by Justice R.E.T.D. S.P. Garg, to reassess the status of these properties. The committee submitted that the DWB did not appear, or file representation, objections or claims related to the 123 government properties before the committee. In pursuance of IVHP's petition, on June 1, 1984, the Delhi High Court passed an interim order and granted a stay on the Congress government's transfer of said properties to the DWB. The Delhi High Court said, in the meantime, the status quo regarding the property should be maintained, and possession should be retained by the government. The Delhi High Court further directed the Congress government against the execution of lease deeds. On January 12, 2011, the Delhi High Court disposed of IVHP's writ petition and directed the Congress-led UPA government to have a fresh look and decide within 6 months. 2014, UPA denotifies 123 government properties. On March 2, 2014, the UPA government decided to transfer 123 government properties to the DWB in a cabinet meeting. Accordingly, on March 5, 2014, the UPA government withdrew from the acquisition of the said government properties U.S. 93 of the right to fair compensation and transparency in Land Acquisition, Rehabilitation and Resettlement Act of 2013, which allowed the DWB to claim ownership of the said government properties. The VHP filed a complaint with the AC and moved the Delhi High Court against the UPA government's decision to withdraw from the acquisition of 123 government properties 2 months before the UPA government's term ended. NDA's bid to take back government properties. In 2016, the NDA government constituted the one-member committee, headed by Judicial Officer Junior Arian, to review the UPA government's decision related to the denotification of said government properties and their subsequent transfer to the DWB. However, the one-member committee's report was held inconclusive. Therefore, in 2018, the NDA government constituted the two-member committee to reassess the status of the 123 government properties. Delhi Waqf Board has been planning to illegally occupy the Millennium Park in Indraprastha in the name of a dedicated COVID-19 graveyard. On February 8, 2023, the L&DO absolved the DWB from all matters pertaining to the 123 government properties. The L&DO's letter claimed that the two-member committee gave the DWB opportunities to appear before the committee or to file representation, written statement, objection, in support of their claim to the 123 government properties as Waqf properties. However, the letter continued that no objections, representation or submission was submitted by the DWB to the two-member committee. The L&DO's letter concluded, it is evident from the above facts that Delhi Waqf Board does not have any stake in the listed properties, neither have they shown any interest in the properties nor filed any objections or claims. It is, therefore, decided to absolve Delhi Waqf Board from all matters pertaining to 123 Waqf properties. Physical inspection of all 123 properties shall also be carried out.